Welcome back to True to the Blue podcast. I'm Josh, and sitting right next to me is
Philip.
We're going to talk about the Raiders Colts game. Very disappointing.
Yeah, it was pretty rough from the start. Team started to rally back towards the end, but just weren't strong enough to capitalize. Injuries definitely did play a factor, but we talked about this earlier, Josh. Our team was still good enough to win that game. We just looked pitiful out there. Like, our defense was horrible. Plenty of things that went wrong. You can get it into some of it, but
The arm tackling was the biggest thing I saw. It was constant, just arm tackle after arm tackle, and they were able to. Josh Jacobs looked amazing because of it.
Yeah, and unwillingness to fight off a block. I've seen plenty of times the fullback plugged a hole. Like, I saw Okereke, he got stood up and just didn't. Like, he got stood up and was like, oh, I'm about to play. And everybody just getting blown away by the guards and tackles. Just the whole line was looking like RO line and couldn't really cover. We're over-pursuing on the misdirections. You know, Gruden, he's a brilliant offensive mind, and you have to anticipate, especially since they've already had numerous fakes. Like, I'm pretty sure there was a fake they already had the first play of the game, I think it was, like a play-action rollout to right. And then you come out next drive, you know, like first or second play, I think it was, you just do a misdirection end around to the receiver, Grant, or not Grant, what was his name again? Jones?
Yeah,
something like that. Sorry, I don't know exactly what his name was. But, then they had that end around. The guy got picked up from the Packers, like, last week, and you're already letting him, you know, play a major role in the offense, which is ridiculous. And, it's just, I wouldn't even say our coverage was horrible. It's just, like, our pass rush, I don't think we got a single sack. Everybody is over-pursuing, like I said.
Well, part of that is because Derek Carr has one of the fastest times to, like, take the snap and throw the ball. So it's almost impossible to get pass rush on him. But our zone defense got shredded by Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think that we need to play a different scheme or maybe more man or something because, I mean, it's back-to-back weeks. They're both quarterbacks found pockets in our zones and – yeah, it's how zone defense works, but if you're getting dotted for 15 yards down in the middle between everybody, then you definitely need to make a change, you know?
Yeah, I'd say they need to go to a man zone combo. Where like the corners are in man and then you have two free high safeties over the top or something like that. Cuz they were able to find so many spots of just right middle of the field wide open, sideline wide open, you know? And there were some good plays by our defenders. I mean, like, Rockison had that one bat down.
Towards the end of the second half.
Yeah.
But I think that our defense was built like that because, you know, a couple years ago, I don't feel like our secondary was that strong. So, you know, you can't play man-on-man defense with poor coverage, like poor corners. But I feel like our corners are definitely solid enough now to play a little bit of man. Like Quincy Wilson, Rockison, Pierre Desir, Kenny Moore. I feel like all those guys can keep up with people. And if you just have two safeties over the top with man defense, like just like a cover two, I feel like that would be solid. And like you said, like mix it up. Like don't show man on our zone every play. Just switch it up. Send it, be more versatile with blitzes. I want to see us blitz a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's another reason we don't get pressure on the quarterback is because we're, you know, playing neutral, being conservative. And I think if we want to be, you know, wreak havoc on defense, then we need to blitz more. Like, granted, it could go bad and, you know, a guy like Derek Carr could shred you in a situation like that. But I think it's worth a shot because getting dotted like that is just unacceptable.
I mean, you got to change something. If he's getting wide open passes in the middle of the field, you're going to have to change something. You're going to have to either blitz, change your defensive, like your DBs, what they're doing, switch to a man, like we said. But I don't know. It's just they need to do something to try and be more aggressive on defense.
Yeah. There's I mean, hopefully Darius Leonard and T.Y. come back. Malik Hooker will be gone for a few more weeks, I believe. But I think we really needed that leader in Darius Leonard on our defense, honestly. I feel like that played a big part. And on offense, I feel like T.Y. Hilton was missed. Not only that, but our run game looked horrible. Like, I couldn't count how many times I seen them blow up Marlon Mack in the backfield. Marlon Mack, he's still a good running back, but you can't – nobody in this league can just blow by, you know, three linemen in the backfield. Like, it was non-existent, our O-line was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brissett didn't necessarily get pressured that much from what I saw, but yeah. Our run game just looked horrible.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of him getting pressured. They had a couple batted down passes, but that was about it. And, I mean, he ran out of the pocket a couple times because it started to collapse. But, I mean, other than that, it was just our O-line didn't open up many holes. I mean, there were some good runs. There were some 6-7 yard runs. I mean, that's always good in the NFL. But other runs, he would just get hit right at the line of scrimmage. There was nowhere to go.
Yeah. And it seems like week after week, the commentators are always talking about, oh, this is a massive O-line against the Colts' small O-line. Oh, they might have quickness, but, you know, they said we have the quickness advantage, but is Justin Houston necessarily quick? You know, some of our guys, like Marcus Hunt, is he going to, like, do a, you know, like a sweet finesse move, like swim move or something like that? Or, you know, Autry, he's got a couple moves in his bag. I mean, Ture, he's a speed rusher, kind of. But, you know, we're just undersized. Not that we're, I don't think we're really fast. I think we're just undersized there. And quite frankly, I think we're a little bit slow in that position. And getting matched up against these O-lines, they said Oakland had a tackle was like 6'8", 360 pounds.
Yeah, Trent Brown, yeah.
Yeah, like, who's going to get around him? Like, they weren't doing nothing at all. I didn't see all the game because I was working, but the plays I did see, I didn't see a lick of pressure on Carr. And like you said, he does get the ball out fast, but if you're covering somebody, he's not going to throw the ball if they're covered. It's just our defense is a mess. And this is a year that we thought we were going to do big things on defense because last year we were pretty solid on defense and we just got better in our opinions because
we didn't
lose nobody. We just add people from free agency and from the draft.
Yeah, we had the 11th best defense last year. And now we have, like, the 20-something. We have the 29th worst run defense in the NFL right now. It's probably going to go down after what Josh Jacobs did to us.
Yeah. And our pass defense might go down, too, because Derek Carr, I mean, not even Josh Jacobs. There was a 6-yard rip from the receiver that contributes to the run game. Plus Josh Jacobs and Richard. We give it someone. I'll have to look it up. You know, you can keep going, Josh. I'm going to look it up. How many rush yards he gave up?
Receiving core. Very, very poor on Sunday.
A lot of drops.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was getting to. Eric Ebron. Yeah, he had the touchdown catch, but the rest of his game was awful. He had 3 drops, and there was then 1 catch for a touchdown. And all 3 of the drops were on key plays, you know, 3rd downs, and we need this 1st down right here. And they hit him in his hand. Every single one of them was a perfect throw right to his hand, and he dropped it.
Yeah. You know, Ebron, he's a big target out there. The first catch, it's like he was scared to try to hold on to it. Like, if they hit you over the top, like, crown to crown, they'll call that. You just got to be more aggressive in that situation. And it's like, you know, you're 6'5", pushing 260. You're the biggest dude on that field, like in the secondary or receiving wise. You just need to be more aggressive with that. And he had a drop too. I saw Chester Rogers have a couple drops. We had numerous drops. But looking right now, Josh Jacobs had 79 yards. Trevor Davis, I believe his name is, had 74 yards. I don't know his first name, but his name is Washington, had 18 yards. Jalen Richard had 17 yards. So we're looking at like a good
160, 170 yards.
Yeah, 160. No, more than that. Hold up. Yeah, a little, like almost 170. We're pushing that, which is
unacceptable. And then, I mean, go back to the receiving core. We have T.Y. Hilton, yeah, but how much can he really do? And if he's out of the game like he was, you have to have other guys that step up. I mean, Jack Doyle played a nice game. He didn't really drop anything, but that's just how he is. He doesn't drop anything. But
he fumbles stuff
sometimes. He fumbles stuff, yeah.
Paris Campbell had a fumble, too.
Yeah, Paris Campbell fumbled. Paris actually was probably the best receiver of all the receivers we had, even though he had the fumble. He was probably the only one that stepped up even a little bit with T.Y. out.
Yeah, and Jack Doyle, I feel like, played the best if you're just doing pass catching, but receiver-wise. So, Paris Campbell pretty much had the most catches. Even Deion Kane had a couple drops. Pascal had offensive pass interference, just pushes off on a guy. It's pretty bad when the offense has pass interference. Like, cool.
I mean, Brissett didn't play terrible, but in the first half, we kind of got destroyed.
Yeah, I feel like he always kind of plays mediocre. Like, he never, like, last week was pretty good, but the other weeks, he has a decent amount of touchdowns, but only passing for like 100 something yards a game. You know, almost 200 is not the best at quarterback. Especially if you want to be established. Like, I'm not asking him to be great, but, like, if you want to be, like, a really highly touted team, you need a quarterback. It's going to be more effective, you know?
I don't know. I think that part of that is it's still a fourth game of the season. I think those numbers will go up as the year goes on, so people are running better routes, more crisp. Because you saw, like, Paris Campbell on that deep pass just stopped because he didn't think he was getting the ball thrown to him. I don't know if he saw that play.
I heard it on the radio, but I didn't happen to see it.
He launched the ball to him. He had just kept running. He stopped running for no reason, and it would have been a touchdown if he just kept running because he was open. But I feel like once people buy into the team, buy into the coach. I mean, like already most of the team has, but I think some of these rookies just haven't yet. They buy into the team, buy into the scheme, and we'll play 100% on every play. We should be able to beat the Raiders.
Yeah, when you said we should be able to beat the Raiders, but I don't feel like the Raiders are too bad. I mean, they lost to what? The Chiefs? And who else did they lose to?
The Vikings?
Yeah, those are two. I mean Vikings are inconsistent.
I was like, Vikings aren't great.
For the most part, if Kirk Cousins has a good game for the Vikings, they're a really solid team, like super solid. I mean, they have two top 10 receivers, or top 15, have one of the best running backs, in my opinion, one of the best defenses. So, yeah, Vikings are a pretty solid team.
Yeah, but if Kirk Cousins doesn't play 100% game, they look like crap. Like what happened with the Bears game they had yesterday.
Well, you can't even, Bears destroyed you can't even their necessarily blame on anybody. Like, who can even do that good against the Bears defense?
Probably the Chiefs. I'm sure the Patriots could do it, too.
You'd have to see.
Well, because I think the Patriots could do it because of Bill Belichick would easily be able to find ways to beat. Or Josh McDaniels, either one of them could easily find ways to beat that defense.
Yeah, and speaking about the Chiefs, they almost lost the Lions yesterday. The Lions, I feel like they're better than everybody thought they were. I mean, I saw them get a couple wins against, you know, teams that aren't that good, and they had a tie against Cardinals, but they almost beat the Chiefs. And the Bills, they're a lot more solid than I thought they were. I saw at the beginning of the game, Patriots put, like, two straight touchdowns to, like, the Bills nothing. But the Bills' defense is really solid, I think. And I feel like Josh Allen and their offense needs to step it up. But for the most part, their defense looked pretty solid. You know, only giving Brady one touchdown in that offense, one touchdown the whole game is phenomenal. The other touchdown came off a blocked punt. And anything else you want to get into, Josh?
I don't really have anything. I'm just disappointed with how the Colts played. I think they played down to their competition. Yeah. That was a game they easily could have won. Yeah. I mean, the Raiders aren't the worst team, but they're definitely not the best. And I think they, because like if the offense had played how they played against the Falcons, they easily would have won the game.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Raiders, they're definitely good enough to beat us. I don't think they were as, like, weak as some of the teams that, like, you know, the Dolphins or anything like that. But they're definitely, they're, like, not elite, but they're I feel like they're solid. Like, they got a lot of guys. Like, Gruden has them playing up to, like, high standards. They're a couple, they're a little bit inconsistent the past couple of weeks, but you got a Pro Bowl quarterback, early good rookie running back, a couple good receivers, and, you know, they got guys that are competitors on defense. And I didn't see the perfect hit, but it sounded bad. I might have to look that up here in a minute. But you got anything?
No, I'm good.
Is that going to end it?
I think that's good to end
it. Well, this is True to the Blue Podcast.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Philip. Thank you guys for tuning in. Peace.